All right, welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. And 1 week from today, we'll be broadcasting from the Superior Grain Bin booth at Dakota Fest, Mitchell, South Dakota. And the anchor, the corner anchor of Dakota Fest is the South Dakota State University Extension tent. And it's a big tent with a lot of great information. And South Dakota State University Extension cow-calf field specialist Adele Harty is one of the presenters there. Hello, Adele.
Hello, Mick.
And looking forward to crossing paths with you again next week. And there's just a lot of great information again this year at the Extension tent there at Dakota Fest.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things that we're going to be covering. My colleague Robin Selverson and I are going to be talking about using some cover crops with livestock, or specifically cattle, this year, because with all of the prevent plant situations that we have, we've got some producers that are doing some different things, and we want to be able to give them some valuable information to make the best management decisions.
And under the different things category that you mentioned, I would assume different in Huron or around Sioux Falls is a lot different than what you can and can't do for cover crops in, say, north of Sturgis or out in Meade County.
Yes, definitely. We don't have a lot of cover crops in the area that I'm at, in that Cottonwood, Rapid City area, but where Robin's at up in the Bison area, they're getting to have more and more cover crops up there, so she's got a lot of experience with that. And then, yeah, when we get East River and all the added precip that we've had this year, they're dealing with other issues that we may not even be completely aware of what they are just yet.
Okay, well, that's where Extension comes in, researching all of that. Hey, but this year, West River, is everything still green?
Yes, it is. It's amazing for the middle of August to still have everything green. And we've got a lot of people that are still putting up hay, trying to put up hay. We're still getting rain. It's definitely provided some challenges. And as a result, it's going to change some things when it comes to feed quality as well as pricing and availability.
In what way, as far as the feed quality?
So when hay is rained on in the windrow, it actually decreases the energy value, because it depends on the timing of that rain. But if it's rained on shortly after cutting and that plant still has 30% moisture in it or more, it's going to continue to respire, which then burns up carbohydrates and decreases the energy value. And if it's rained on later, when it's drier, it can actually have some negative effects in increasing fiber content, because it's also decreasing those soluble components in that plant, energy components, and therefore decreases the energy value of the feed as well. And that's just on the nutritive value side of things, but we can also have more challenges with molding issues and palatability because of that. So a lot of different things that producers are going to have to be watching for. And West River, we've had a huge sweet clover year, and sweet clover provides many challenges of its own, especially if it molds. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who put up sweet clover hay, just test it for Dicumarol to make sure that we're not going to have any issues with aborting cows, pregnant cows, any of that sweet clover hay.
Yeah, I'm sure all of us humans have pulled out a slice of moldy bread from the bread box or the bread bag, and cows, boy, they've got great senses of smell. They're not going to touch that stuff. But I bet they can also sense if the feed has lost its nutritive value also. Cows are pretty smart.
They are pretty smart. They are. They won't necessarily be able to tell if it's lost its nutritive value, but they definitely won't perform as well on it as we would expect. So it's important to have those feeds tested, do a lab analysis on it so that you know what your protein and energy levels are and can make any decisions on supplements that you might need to get those cattle to perform the way that you want them to this year.
All righty. Adele Hardy, SDSU Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist out there. How's the herd out there around Cottonwood this year? What are you researching anything in particular?
Yeah, we're actually, there's been some changes. And so we currently have all of the cow herd from West River is part of Cottonwood now. Antelope Research Station has closed. And so we're looking at doing some uses of different technologies to make those management decisions on our herd. So we're just getting started with that project, looking at utilizing DNA, genomic technology, using some ear tags for heat detection. And so in the years to come, we should have some really interesting data on how we can use that technology to make management decisions and how quickly we can move a herd or advance a herd in comparison to our traditional means of using EPDs and visual appraisal and things like that.
All right. More data to go over.
Yes.
That's good. All righty. All right. Adele, your and Robin's presentation is at, 11 o'clock on Wednesday, but every day there's a lot to learn at the Extension tent there at Dakota Fest next week. New this year. Now, farmers love their drones. They love playing with them or using them, but man alive, this year, new at the Extension tent is an underwater drone presentation. Tell us about that if you can.
I honestly cannot tell you about that because I am not familiar with that.
All right, well.
So I apologize for that. That's
okay.
Something I work on. So I will be learning something new that day as well.
Yeah, I'll be there and you'll be there. I guess we'll learn all that together as the underwater drone presentation. I think that's 10:30 on Tuesday at 10:30 every morning at the SDSU Extension tent there at Dakota Fest. Well, emerald ash borer, soybean gall midge, nitrogen application timing in corn, just all kinds of stuff next week at Dakota Fest at the Extension tent. So, Adele, thanks for all the. And you last year you had a lot of you had a cow's stomach there, didn't you, for on display?
Yes, and it will be there again this year. So,
I was blown away by that. I think a lot of people were.
Most people don't have any idea how big the cow stomach actually is, and then being able to look in all the different compartments and what the role of each one does is really important. So, yeah, we'll have that there. We're going to have some different pictures of some feed samples that I took earlier this summer and then the corresponding analyses to go with them just to kind of show how we can't tell the quality of a feed by looking at it. We've got to have that nutrient analysis done. And then I'm also going to have some mineral nutrition information there because that's an area that I've been working on quite a bit more recently here in the last 3 years, I guess, and sharing some information on mineral nutrition. So if anybody has any cattle mineral questions and stops by, I will be there Tuesday and Wednesday. And would be happy to visit on the mineral side of things. It just there's a lot to learn, and it just amazes me how many differences that we have on the mineral side of things across the state.
Starting way back in Grandpa's days, we just threw a block out from the back end of the pickup or off the back of the tractor, and I guess it's time to start knowing what we were doing, huh?
Exactly. Yep. There's a lot of areas that we've got challenges as far as deficiencies and toxicities with certain minerals, and making sure that we have that in balance is going to help improve the health and performance of our cattle.
All righty. SDSU Extension tent every day at Dakota Fest. People like Jack Davis, Crop Business Management Field Specialist, Heather Gesner on extension or on estate planning. Just African swine fever. Bob Thaler is going to be there. So Laura Edwards, of course, with her fall weather outlook. All kinds of good things next week and Adele Hardy, along with Robin Salverson, with a lot of good information on the cows next week at Dakota Fest. So, well, Adele, always a pleasure visiting with you. We'll see you next week. Hope you have a good rest of the week.
All right, thanks. See you next week.
And you got a meeting to go to in 45 seconds, so I'll cut you loose.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome. Bye now.